Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described four categories of people who don't surrender to him and four categories of people who surrender to him. Now Krishna is going to tell that in that four categories who surrender unto him, who is the most dearest one to his heart? So let's hear from Krishna in shloka number 17. Tesham jnani nitya yukta ek bhaktir visheshyate priyo hi jnani notyartham aham sa cha mama priyah. So here it is given tesham. Tesham means he's telling of all of these, the four categories. Of these four categories, jnani, one who is in full knowledge of me, nitya yukta eka bhaktir, one who is engaged in pure devotional service, is visheshyate, special, is best. And he says that priyaha hi jnaninaha atyartham aham. He is saying that I am very, very dear to him. And to reciprocate with him, now Krishna is saying, saha cha mama priyaha, and he is dear to me. Look at the love that Krishna is reciprocating here. Two times. Once he said that he is the best. But then he is not stopping there. He is saying after that, that he is very dear to me. Who? Jnani. And here jnani basically means a devotee who is in full knowledge of Krishna. Let's understand this in great detail now. Now, what is the quality of a pure devotee? It's given here. Free from all contaminations of material desires, the distressed, the inquisitive, penniless, and seeker after supreme knowledge can all become pure devotees. So, free from all contamination, from all material desires, is what is the qualification to become a pure devotee? That is, anyabhilashita shunyam. But out of them, he who is in knowledge of absolute truth and free from all material desires becomes a really pure devotee of the Lord. See, what is the problem with material desires? Now, these people who are distressed, the ones who are inquisitive, the ones who need something from the Lord, the material gains. Now, when they come to the Lord and suppose their needs are fulfilled, say for a distressed person, his distress is removed. For an inquisitive person, his questions are answered, say. And for a person who is in need of some material gain, he gets that. So the problem is, now after getting what they want, they might leave bhakti. That is the problem with these three categories of people. So here it is said that a person who is in knowledge of the absolute truth is free from material desires. And such a person is in full knowledge and at the same time he engages himself in the devotional service. So he is called as the best. By searching after knowledge, one realizes that his self is different from his material body. This is the first realization. We have been talking about this from so many times in different videos. What is the first realization in spirituality, in bhakti? I am not this body, I am spirit soul. What is the second realization, the realization higher to this? When one further advanced, he comes to knowledge of impersonal Brahman and Paramatma. He goes to the next level of realizing whom? Realizing the Supreme Spirit in the form of Brahman and Paramatma. And on the third level, on the highest stage, when one is fully purified, he realizes that his constitutional position is to be the servant of Bhagavan. So, the first realization is, I am not the body, I am spirit soul. Second realization is, oh, okay, there is some Supreme Spirit, and they realize him in the form of Brahman or Paramatma. And finally, when he is completely purified, he comes to the level of understanding that, yes, Lord is Bhagavan, full in himself, and I am his servant, I am his part and parcel. So in this way, the person comes to that knowledge. So this is the topmost knowledge a person can have. That is, I am servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. Association with pure devotees, the inquisitive, the distressed, and the seeker after material amelioration, and the man in knowledge all become themselves pure. So, just by association of pure devotee, the person becomes a pure devotee. But in the preparatory stage, the man who is in full knowledge of Supreme Lord and is at the same time executing devotional service is very dear to the Lord. So, all four of them are in still preparatory stage. That is the distressed, the inquisitive, the ones who are in need of some material gain, the ones who are in knowledge of the Supreme, all of them have not yet become pure devotees. They're still on the path. But then out of all of them, Krishna is saying that the one who is in knowledge of me, that person is dear to me. That person is executing devotional service, that person is very dear to me. That's what, you know, Krishna is telling here. He who is situated in pure knowledge of the transcendence of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Lord Krishna, is so protected in devotional service that material contamination cannot touch him. This is the beauty of having this knowledge. Having the knowledge that I am servant of Krishna and my duty is to serve Krishna out of love and affection. This knowledge that is there will help the person to remain materially uncontaminated, materially untouched. This is what is a very, very important thing. And this knowledge, we all are very, very fortunate, this knowledge is already given in Bhagavad Gita. So when we are discussing verse by verse this Bhagavad Gita shlokas, what is happening? Our knowledge is actually going to the next level and next and next and next. So finally a stage will come wherein we have the complete knowledge of the Lord, that Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His servant. Currently now we might have this, but it's theoretical. But then when we are reading Bhagavad Gita on, and when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day, the theory will actually get transformed into realization. And then we will become very dear to Lord Krishna. And by the mercy of the Lord, when He sends a pure devotee in our life, by the mercy of that pure devotee, we will also become pure devotee and finally attain Krishna this very lifetime. So this point that the jnani is very, very dear to me. But now, when he said this point, what about the other three categories of people? They might say that, oh, okay, so it means that we are gone case. We are useless people or what? So Krishna is anticipating this question, this argument from the other three categories. So now Krishna is going to make some statement which will give solace to those three categories also. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.